In this episode, I want to talk with you about a curse and a blessing and how often, at first glance, they look the same.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? What is up? All right, so here's a very special episode about, well, blessings and curses. Who would have thought? You know, moving out of the office space as we speak. In fact, I'm standing in the middle of the office. And for those of you that have been following this podcast for a long time, you know that I've been the only one using the office space this year since the beginning of COVID. And it's a lot of space for me to be by myself. And so I didn't renew the lease. And the company's never been stronger. And as we're moving out of the office, I didn't expect to be moving out of the office on terms like this. I never expected, you know, when you move into a place, it could be a home, an apartment, it could be a big, beautiful palatial estate office like we have at Wirebuzz. And when you're signing the documents, you're thinking about all the possible scenarios. Oh, the company's going to go under, or we're not going to need the space and I'm biting off more than I could chew, or we're going to grow so quickly, we're going to put a spiral staircase into the unit below and connect the two units as we grow and need more space. But what I didn't anticipate was a frigging pandemic that was going to sweep across the world, poor me for bad planning. But the good news was our company's revenue took off like a friggin' rocket ship. We did so well through COVID. I mean, I know it's so strange in a world and a time when people are suffering, and I know how awkward that feels when I say it. Oh, we did well during COVID. But the weird thing is it exposed the difference between old world and new world, between analog and digital. And COVID exposed the transformation. We had already started allowing a couple of employees to work from home, and we were planning on expanding that in 2020. But all that happened was a rapid acceleration of that work from home expansion policy that we were working on, right? And so for the last 11, 12 months, I've been working here in the office by myself, and not a single time, and this is the blessing, not a single time, there's actually another blessing coming up, wait for it. Not a single time during COVID when I walk through this big office space that I'm kind of working and meandering my way through right now as I'm doing this podcast with you. Not a single time during COVID did I walk around here lamenting that I couldn't afford the place or that I'm losing money or I'm not going to be able to survive or I'm going to have to lay people off. And like, it's totally not how I pictured going through crisis or how this relationship with this office would end. But in the face of a coming commercial real estate crash, which is bound to happen in the short term, it's foolish for me to sign a new lease, especially with landlords that are living in denial about what's coming. Special thank you to one of my clients, a rock star entrepreneur whose business has to be worth north of $1 billion or $2 billion, who pulled me aside in the middle of summer and told me not to renew this lease and was coaching me through the process as he wasn't renewing his $1 million a month leases for his office space around the world. Special thank you to that very wise gentleman, because if people can work from home and they prefer to work from home, I can figure out where we're going to meet when we need meeting times, when we need space, when we need to be with in front of a client. I can figure all that out and do it a whole lot less expensive and more efficient with our company resources than having a space that stays empty the entire year. So the curse and a blessing. As I'm leaving this space, I'm thinking about the visuals of the curse. As I look around, it's like my brain, my entrepreneurial brain is saying, this isn't good. This space is empty. There should be desks and people, and it should be bustling around with opportunity. The blessing is the business is bustling with opportunities, and there's excitement and growth. It's just not happening right in front of us. It's an acceleration of digital as we flee analog, and not having to be in person is actually an opportunity for a business to utilize their resources elsewhere. And that to me is the curse and the blessing. At first glance, every time somebody has walked into this office as we've been packing it up. Maybe a neighbor in the building, they could come in to see that we were packing, and they'll just be looking at me and like, dude, I am so sorry. They think of it as a curse because visually it looks that way. And then I talk to them and I'm like, oh, no, this is actually great. This is one of the best things that's ever happened to us. We're going to be able to get an office space after the commercial real estate crash or right when it bottoms out. We're going to be able to get something significantly cheaper, maybe even buy something or maybe build a Todd's studio in our next home. Like there's ripe of opportunity. So as we're going through this crisis, this pandemic, this transformation in your life, try to find the blessing. Try to recognize the great opportunity before you and seize it, because there are only seizable moments like this. Seizable moments like this where you make huge decisions happen rarely. And if my lease for this office space was up a year ago, like let's say for the sake of discussion, January 31st of 2020 instead of January 21st of 2021, I would have signed up for another 5-year or 7-year lease. And like the people who office next door to me, that's what they did. They signed up for a brand new 7-year lease, and within 2 months, because of the pandemic, had to lay off all of their staff, and now they're stuck. Stuck with an office space, no staff, no company, no revenue. And to me, that didn't seem like an acceptable way to put a very large monthly expenditure across my neck that I don't need. I'm excited to see what transpires and what's transforming. And I'm just so grateful for you being on this journey. You know, as I'm working on my big speech coming up, this is one of those distractions moving out of the office that I really didn't need in the middle of that type of prep, because we're also working on mini courses and a big course and a book and a whole lot of other things that are coming, a new website and so on. I didn't need to do this move at this time, but it's really been a wonderful opportunity for me to remove the anchor in my life, this office now, and free or liberate myself into something that can generate even better results. Anyway, blessing and a curse. Don't forget it. I honor it when it happens, and I continue to root for you each and every day. Hey, cool episode coming up next. I don't want to tease it right now, but some cool stuff coming, big developments. I'm going to ask you some input in the coming weeks that'll help me determine the direction of this podcast and coming opportunities. I'm going to need your guidance on that. So stay tuned right here at Video Marketing Mastery from the Wirebuzz office. Peace.